Good evening. I hear I'm filling in for somebody. What I'd like to do is take this time for use it as a bridge from Parshas Mishpatim to from Mishpatim to Truma. There is always a big argument. One of the biggest arguments in the Chumash per se in the whole Torah is we have a phrase that we say "Ein Mukdam Mamucha BaTorah." It's a difference of opinion among the Rishonim if one can say, because things are out of order in the Chumash. Obviously, we finish one topic and we move on through the life of somebody else, even though the other person in time frame was still alive. And here the problem becomes a very obvious one in terms of Yisro, in terms of the Aseres Adibros, in terms of Moshe going up and the Egel and the commandment to build the Mishkan. And it seems to be on the surface, we have Truma Tetzaveh. Certainly it would seem to be that Truma Tetzaveh, the commandment to build the Mishkan came first, and then the Egel came after that, subsequent to the commandment to Moshe to build the Mishkan. But Chazal tell us that the only reason that God did that was to avoid the embarrassment to say that the only reason. But this leaves us high and dry in terms of so many things. And the question becomes, the end of the parasha Mishpatim belies that fact. And according to the Abarbanel, of course, this is not to say never do we say that Ein Mukta Mamucha BaTorah. The Torah is in order more places than we think. We just don't necessarily understand the way the Torah is being given to us in terms of certain events. We have to read more carefully. And the basis for it is, as I mentioned last week, is in this week's parasha, God says to Moshe, V'shalachti lefanecha malach, and I'm going to send a malach to guide you. And Moshe makes no complaint. And yet in the Kisisa, as I mentioned last week, Moshe complains when God says, I'm going to send a messenger with you. What was the difference over there? He complains. And this has to do with the time frame of the sequence of events that happened. And what do I mean by that? The end of the parasha ends, Moshe, Vayhi Moshe, Bahor Arborim, Yom V'Arborim, Laila. Moshe was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. And the question is, what exactly did he do there for those 40 days? And of course, we know that he spent the whole time with God learning all about the universe, all about the Torah, various things. And according to Abarbanel, this was a course, so to speak. There was a course divided into four parts, and after every 10 days, so to speak, not to say in reality that God gave him a certificate for passing a course, but nevertheless, the elements in the world are made up of earth, wind, fire, and water. And therefore, there's a lot to learn about the stars and the sky and the future and the past, and meaning the fact that one is a Navi. What happens when somebody is a Navi? When somebody becomes a prophet, when he says sometimes we don't understand that the tense of the person that he's using, he talks of many times we find that Navi and prophets talk in the present tense about something that's happening way in the future. But the reason for that is when somebody is a prophet, he suspends the time of space, and time is suspended because he's having basically on some level an out-of-body experience. And therefore, time and space, just like it is for God, the letters of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei make up the acronym of Hoya Hove V'yi, and the past, the present, and the future. And when a Navi sees things that God gives him the ability to see, that's exactly what's going on in his mind. He sees things that are happening, even though they may be in 1,000 years. But if God is letting him see the future, he can see at any time, just as God sees the future. He's giving him insight and putting him above space and time. So when Moshe is learning each 10 days, so to speak, the next course, he moves on into a greater intellect and he has a greater understanding of everything in the universe. The question is, of course, how could Miriam and Aaron think on any level that even though they were prophets when they come down and they realize that one of the greatest miracles of all is that Moshe Rabbeinu, He did not eat or drink for 40 days. Well, how does that happen? What did happen to him? And we take it for granted that, of course, God changed his body makeup, but somehow the lesson is that one can, given the ability to, God had to make him that way so that he could spend all his time. Of course, as the Chazal tell us, if he had to spend time to eat and then to remove the waste of his body, all of this would cut into the time of 40 days, and we know, and it makes you sleepy eating, and he had to be literally awake and on point for 40 straight days, 40 days and 40 nights, and that's what Moshe went through to grasp all the secrets of the universe. And so now, these 40 days, when the point that we're going for, the point of order that we're looking to say is that at the end of the parasha, when God says, I will send you a malach, God was talking about the future. But what happened was when the B'nai Yisrael answered the first time, Naseh, didn't change much. But when they said Naseh v'nishma, what was the greatness of the term Naseh v'nishma? We will hear. And after they heard, they said, we will do. Now we will hear. We will do it, and then we will hear it. We're willing to do. We're giving you our word now that we will do anything. God was so impressed with Klal Yisrael that they were willing to accept the Torah Shebiksav and the Torah Shebal Peh. He was overcome, and not to use God's emotion here, but nevertheless, he rescinded the order of sending them a malach. And at this point in time, he said, Ki yelech Hashem bikirbeinu, I will come and be amongst them. And what I need you to do then is to build the Mishkan. And when you build the Mishkan, Rishochanti b'socham, if you will build the Mishkan, I will be amongst you. I will be there because I'm very happy with you, and not the way many commentaries talk about it. I will be with you all the time that you are, for whatever time you will spend in the Midbar. I will continue to walk with you. Yelech no Hashem b'kirbeinu, as Moshe asked them. And God says, I will walk with you, I will be with you. You build a Mishkan, and I will have a place, v'shochanti b'socham, I will dwell down there, and you could always come to me, and I will be there. I will be your malach, I will be your guide. And that's what was up to that point. But then comes the Egel. And so Truma and Tetzaveh are on point over here in time frame. God gives Moshe the commandment to build a Mishkan. Then comes the Egel, and the B'nai Yisrael have not been commanded to build the Mishkan in Parshas Vayakal and Pekudei. In Terumah and Tetzaveh, it is only Moshe that has been given the commandment, and he gives this over later on, after the Egel. When the Egel Maisa happens in Parshas Kisisa, then God is totally distraught and says, I've rescinded. The thing is, I will once again send you the Malach. And in fact, he initially intends to destroy Klal Yisrael and begin a whole new nation with Moshe. And that is why Moshe says, Mecheni no misifach asher kosofta. I don't want to be part of this. If I was going to be their leader, captain goes down with the ship. And that is the way he looks at it. He's totally distraught, Moshe, and God finally acquiesces, but not until the final 40 days are up. It takes Moshe 40 days, once again, on the second trip up the mountain to convince God to let the B'nai Israel survive. But this is an incredible sequence of events. So Moshe is learning about all the secrets of the universe and sees the future himself, and of course he realizes what the future holds. And that's why there are so many things in the parasha seem out of order. In fact, what we see is when was the B'nai Yisrael given the Torah as we see written? According to some parts of the Gemara, Bereshis was given after they finished the story of Yaakov and Yosef. When they pass away, they had the whole story. Shemosa can't be that way until much later on. Because as we know in Parashat Bishalach, it says one sentence that turns everything on its ear, is Hamonochlu Arboim Shono Alboom El Eres No Shoves. This is before the sin of the Meraglim, and it says that they ate the man in the Midbar 40 years, and if the B'nai Israel knew that, and they thought, even in the Sefer Bamidbar, they think in year number two they're about to enter Mitzrayim, enter the land of Israel. How could that possibly be? So there are always these problems with what we know and what we go. So what we have to realize, God suspends space and time, and that's what it means. In fact, that's what Einstein died trying to disprove his own theory of relativity, really, in the string theory, not disprove it, but to say there are so many different things, that things are going on at the same time, and that is how God sees the world. He sees everybody from the time they're born until they die. In an instant, he sees their life. And that is how we look at Moshe in his state of mind, when he was, wherever he was, his out-of-body experience, or if his body was totally in the heavens, but it was a gradual, every 10 days he moved up another level. It's the same thing when we learn. The more we learn, the more mesechtes and shas that we get under our belt, it becomes easier to learn the next one, because the more knowledge we have, the easier the next topic becomes. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu went through at this point in time. And what bothers me is when we get to it later, when Moshe and Aaron and his sister Miriam speak Lashon Hara about Moshe, and God comes to Moshe's defense, the fact that Aaron, being as great as he was, could even think that Moshe Rabbeinu is a simple human being. Obviously, Moshe is a simple human being, but the fact is, if at 3 points in his life for 40 days and 40 nights he did not eat, probably did not have exactly much of an appetite after this, but his body, God gave him the ability to withstand all of these human desires that we go through in life, the normal human being bodily functions that have to, how could they even think that Moshe Rabbeinu was one of them? But nevertheless, we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu was still a human being, which just goes to tell us how high a human being, on what level can a human being attain. It staggers the mind. And this is the bridge between Mishpatim, Vayhi Moshe Bahor, Arboim Yom, Arboim Laila. And now God says, I'm happy to tell you that I want you to build the Mishkan. And we start off building the Mishkan in Parshas Truma with a very interesting statement. And God says to Moshe, what I want you to give me is 15 things. I'm giving you a shopping list of 15 things. And the most important thing at this point in time is I only want these 15 things. People, many times when somebody wants to donate, the shul is having a sale, and people are asked to donate things so that the shul could make money, and they have a bazaar, and people sell, and they give whatever they clean out of the, for spring cleaning, they give up things that they want to get rid of. God says, I'm not looking for things you want to get rid of. I'm looking for these things only. You have gold and silver and copper and certain materials that I need for the building of the Mishkan. If you have anything you want to throw out, please keep it. Do exactly what I want, only these 15 things, whether it's the jewels, whether it's the stones, whether it's the people who are artisans, which just goes to show you how great the Jews of Mitzrayim, not only were they able to be good in warfare, be very accomplished at fighting, but there were also so many people who were accomplished in the handiwork that it took for being carpentry, being whatever it is, who was so brilliant and able. When Moshe finally gives them the commandment in Parshas Vayakhel and tells them exactly what he expects of them, which we'll discuss the Melechus of Shabbos, which we will get into more detail on when we get to Vayakhel. But all these things to keep in mind, that they happen in the order that the Chumash tells us, and not the way sometimes we learn in yeshiva as children. Thank you and have a good evening.